SearchIDChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending July 12, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And Newswriter Colin Steele.
Today, Colin and Barb are joining us from the Microsoft Partner Conference in the always sunny Houston, Texas. How's the heat treating you guys?
My hair's a mess.
Is yours a mess too, Colin?
Yes. It's totally crazy and just totally unmanageable.
Barb, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the developments that have been coming out of Houston?
The big news here from a partner perspective is that Microsoft finally put some numbers around the Microsoft-hosted services. They announced a suite of Exchange, SharePoint, and I'm forgetting the other one.
Office Communications Server.
Office Communications Server that will be available as a suite to partners starting this fall. And it's very aggressively priced, but the most important thing for partners is that it's going to be 100% partner-led, according to Microsoft, which means that Microsoft will not sell these direct to customers without partner participation. And for the first year of subscription, partners will get 12% margin on the initial subscription, and each year they are the partner of record going forward, they'll get an additional margin. Now, this isn't a huge amount of money because we're talking I believe it's $15 per user per month, but it is a way for partners to dip their toes into this annuity model. There has been a lot of consternation among Microsoft partners because they feared disintermediation. However, even the most nervous partner realizes Microsoft has to do this because it's being forced by competitors to at least offer this model as an option.
And one of the biggest questions from partners coming into this conference was Microsoft's service strategy, what is it, and how are we going to get paid for it? So, you know, even though it might not be as much money as they had wanted or hoped for, the fact that Microsoft did lay out its strategy and is cutting partners in on it put a lot of partners at ease.
Right, and sometimes there's nothing scarier than uncertainty, so now at least they know what they're dealing with. Microsoft has done this before with CRM Online, slightly different margin model. The initial year for CRM Online would be 15% margin for the partners and 10% each year thereafter. So they've done it at least once, and now they're going to expand.
And the Dynamics chiefs that we talked to today did say that they helped the people who put this strategy together get through the whole online services process and, you know, kind of taught them the ropes since they've already gone through it.
Right. The biggest partner's concern going forward is that there are a bunch of hosting partners who basically self-host Microsoft Exchange and SharePoint, and this is obviously competitive with what they're offering. Microsoft said that they will renegotiate the SPLA licensing that these guys use so that they can remain competitive going forward. Stay tuned.
There was also a lot of Vista news this week. Tuesday, during the keynote address, Vice President Brad Brooks, I think he was the first Microsoft exec to talk publicly about the ad campaign that we're working on. It's a response, some would say a long overdue response to Apple's Mac versus PC ads, and the goal is for Microsoft to dispel the myths about Vista that they say that these ads and other publicity are putting out there. Most of the partners and analysts that I've talked to here in Texas, you know, say that Vista's problem is more about its perception and less about how it actually works. So, you know, on one hand, this is a good approach by Microsoft to address that problem. But on the other hand, you know, Microsoft's kind of been sitting here for 2 years and letting Apple pretty much run wild with these ads and hammer Microsoft for Vista's failures. And so, you know, some people think that Microsoft's going to have to come up with something really special with this ad campaign just to get the tide turning in its favor.
It's more than just a perception problem. I mean, Microsoft has fixed some of the problems with Vista, but there was a Microsoft employee sitting next to me, did not know I was a reporter, clearly, who started laughing when this guy was talking and basically said he couldn't get any of his drivers to work at home on his printers with Vista, and you know, it still takes forever to shut down and start up. And these things have been addressed somewhat, but the question remains, what is the great value add of Vista? And I think that they have not shown that, and I'm not sure these ads will show that either.
No, and the fact that, I mean, it's been so long, I mean, there's just so much negative publicity built up that, you know, it's going to take a long time. Apple built this up over years, and it's not going to be just one quick campaign by Microsoft to say, oh, everything's back to normal, we're good now.
You can find the links to the stories that Colin and Barb have written about the Microsoft Partner Conference below on the page. To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Barb Darrow,
and Colin Steele,
calling in from Houston. Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.